All right, so in this tutorial, we're going to take a look at sidechain, and more so in the context of having a music bed duck under a spoken track. This is very common. You hear it a lot in radio, podcasts, and anywhere where there's spoken word, but there is some kind of music bed playing under the spoken word. You'll hear this kind of example. And then let's show you what we're working with. We got a project here with just two tracks.
Track 2, Catwalk Long.
That's our music bed track.
Track 1, Audio 2.
That's their audio track. So if I play this. The first thing you'll probably notice is that you can barely hear that audio track over the music bed. So I'm going to go down to this
track two, Catwalk Long.
Music bed track. I'm just going to
-1.0, -3, -4.0 decibels, -5, -6.0, -8.0, -10.0, -12.0 decibels.
And now introducing the Logic Dot Band View.
Let's bring that back up a little bit.
-10.0.
And now introducing the Logic Dot Band Q&A. Bring your questions, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
All right, so we got that. That is the full project we're going to be working with for this one. So the first thing you want to do is put a compressor on the music bed track. So I got a compressor instantiated on the music bed track already.
Bypass compressor.
Let's go ahead and unbypass.
Compressor active.
And let's...
Catwalk long. Catwalk long.
So we got the compressor open up.
Toolbar
here.
Button.
And the first thing we want to do is set the sidechain to be the audio track. So when you're in the plugin window, if you view right, you're going to get to your toolbar and your pop-up button that says default or manual or something like that, where you can choose your preset. And as you view right past that,
bypass, checkbox, default preset, sidechain.
You're going to come up to this thing that says sidechain, right?
Internal, pop-up button.
And it's on internal by default. And if you view space,
menu, free audio, submenu.
Go down to audio. Now, if this is a MIDI track you want to sidechain it to, you go down to instrument and you pick your MIDI instrument track that you want to sidechain it to. But this is audio.
Audio, submenu one item, audio two.
And audio two is a track we want to sidechain.
Audio two, pop up.
So view space on that to select it. Now, if we view right, we'll get to the table with our parameters for the compressor.
Preview, neck, link, table, threshold, right, minus 20, in table, threshold,
interact
minus.
With this. And now, the threshold is basically going to set how much it's going to compress this, and the ratio is going to set like how much it's going to pull back up the audio after it's been ducked. So right now, if we play this, you'll see that it's ducking a little bit, but it's going to be pretty subtle just because the threshold is still pretty low.
And now, introducing.
So let me go ahead and pull that threshold down a little bit more.
Threshold, -20, in slider, -25.0, -30.0 decibels.
And now, Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
-35.0 decibels.
-35.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A.
So that shows you that the more you pull that threshold down, the more it's compressing, but the more it starts to duck. Now,
auto slider, ratio, 2.1, 1 slider, 21.2% slider.
In this instance, your ratio becomes kind of like, how much is it going to pull it down, pull it back up after the speech is done talking? So let's interact with this.
2.1, 1, in slider.
And you'll see as I turn this
3.1, 4.6, 1.
Let's go to 4.6. It was originally in 2.1 to 1. Now it's at 4.6 to 1. You'll see it's like yanking it up back a lot louder.
And now, Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
And what I wanted to show you there is that you notice it's pulling it up. It's a lot louder and it's pulling it up a lot more. And what you'll also notice is those little gaps in between where there's less speech, you hear it trying to pop up and pop back down really quickly, and you hear that a lot more noticeably. But if I take this down
3.1,
to
2.1, 1,
let's go down 2.
1, 1.7, 1, 1.6, 1.5, 1.
1.5 to 1.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. your question, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
It's a lot more subtler. And so usually for these types of purposes, I'll usually keep it under 2-to-1, generally speaking. You kind of got to play around with it to figure out what's going to work for what you're working on. But I'd probably start there. Pull the threshold down till it's noticeable, and then adjust the ratio to where it's doing what you want to do without being obnoxious about it. Now, attack and release times, this is going to have a saying how quickly it ducks it down, it pulls it down when the speech starts, and how long it keeps it down for after the speech ends, right? So let's start with the release time, because I think that's going to be the easiest one to demonstrate. So let's go down to release time.
Attack, release, 51.0 millisecond slider, 33.6% slider.
So release is at 51 milliseconds. And if I make this shorter, you'll notice it just pops right back up immediately. So let's interact with this.
51 point in slider.
And take this 29, down.
16.8.5.
5 milliseconds is the fastest release time. As soon as the speech is done, you'll hear the level just pop back up.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your question, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
And you're hearing it just like immediately in between words almost. It's just trying to poke its head back up. You know, the music is. Now, if we take this 51 was around where we had it before.
And now, introduce it.
If you listen to it at 51, the gaps have to be a little bit longer before it starts to pop up. But let's pay attention to this first gap right here in between now and introduce it.
And now, introduce it. Logic.Band Q&A.
And then in between the introducing and the Q&A part, right? So if I make this a little bit longer,
160.0 milliseconds.
Take this out to 160 milliseconds. You'll see that little gap in between now and introducing. It's almost like the music doesn't want to pop up because the longer we set the release time, the longer it's going to take for it to slowly come back up to full volume.
And now, introducing the Logic Dot.
You notice in between now and introducing, it almost doesn't really pop back up, but it starts to pop back up because introducing and the Logic Band Q&A, that gap is a little bit longer. So you hear it almost start to pop back up there. So now let's take this out.
520.0 milliseconds. 930.0 milliseconds. 1700.0 milliseconds. 930.0 milliseconds. 1000.0 milliseconds.
1000 milliseconds. 1000 milliseconds a second. So now it's going to take a whole second for this to come back up.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your
1 bar 1 beat 1 division.
You see what I mean there. So now for something like this, I would probably set the release to be a really long. Unless you're just going to have those long gaps in there where you want it to come back up. So let's see how long we can set the release in this compressor.
5000.0 milliseconds.
5000 milliseconds. That's 5 seconds. So it's going to take 5 seconds whenever the talking ends to go from whatever the level is ducking it down to back to full volume. So what should happen now is because it's taken 5 seconds, those little gaps shouldn't really be popping back up so much anymore.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your question, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
So you see there, it's starting to come up only towards the end where the speech stops long enough to let it come back up in volume slowly over 5 seconds. But until that part, it never stops speaking long enough. So it keeps it down. It's slowly starting to rise back up, but it's rising up so slowly because we have it set to a 5 second rise, essentially. It's coming back up so slowly that it's not even really noticeable. And it's rising so slowly, you don't really hear that it's coming back up in the parts where there's no talking. Now, let's jump to the attack. We'll leave this on 5,000 milliseconds.
Slider. Release. Attack. 15.0 millisecond slider. 30% slider.
Attack is going to be how quickly the music drops down when the speech begins, when the talking begins. And at 50 milliseconds, it's dropping down pretty quickly.
And now.
When "and now" comes in.
And now.
It's dropping down almost immediately. But you're hearing that it's dropping down as "and now" is said, right? So let's interact with this.
15.0
in slider. Take this up.
80.0 milliseconds.
So just took that up to 110 milliseconds. Now you're really going to hear it kind of slope down when the "and now" comes in.
"And now, introduce it."
You hear it just kind of ride down. And if I let's crank up this attack time.
200.0 milliseconds.
The attack time only goes up to 200 milliseconds. You're going to hear it kind of ramp down.
"And now, introduce it." The logic does.
And it stays down when it's down there. What you'll also start to notice is listen to in between introducing and the logic.band Q&A.
"And now, introduce it."
You hear it starts to pop back up a little right there.
"And now, introduce it." The logic.band Q&A.
And what's happening is, yes, we do have our release time at 5 seconds or 5,000 milliseconds, but because our attack is at 200 milliseconds, it's starting to ramp back up, and it takes 200 milliseconds for the compressor to push the music back down because we have our attack time at 200 milliseconds. Now, if we take this down to, all the way down to zero.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view. And day."
You hear it immediately just boom down.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day."
And now let's pull the threshold back down a little more.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question.
Now let's go the other
minus 35
way.
Points, minus 30.0
decibels. Go to minus 30.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question.
Let's try leaving it on 30.
Ratio 1 in, 1 point in slider, 1.4, 1, 1.4, 1.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question. There will.
And if we bring the ratio up.
1.6, 1.8, 1.9, 2.0.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question.
It's basically coming up a little bit louder. By the way, if you take this down now.
1.0 to 1, 1 to 1.
The compressor isn't really going to be doing anything.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question. There will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
Nothing really changes there. All right, so let's try.
1.2, 1, 1.3, 1.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question. There will be answers.
1.3, 1, 1.4, 1.
Enjoy the conversation. "And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question. There will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
And the other thing, let's take threshold, this minus 30 point threshold
in.
Down
threshold,
all
minus 30,
the
minus 30
way.
Point 0 decibels. In, my,
minus 50.
Auto slider.
"And now, introduce it. The logic.band view and day." Bring your question. There will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
The more it's pulling it down, The other thing that you probably want to do is pull your output volume down. So you can jump to the bottom of this compressor window here.
Auto, threshold.
Let's get out of threshold. VOM.
View select. Output pop-up button. Display select. Output gain. 0.0 decibel slider. 50% slider.
View up arrow to output gain.
0. In slide. Minus 5.0 decibels.
Down a little bit. Minus.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions. There will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
Let's turn this
minus,
down.
Minus 7.5, minus 8.5 decibels. Minus 9.0, minus 8.0 decibels.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions. There will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
Minus 9.5, minus 10.0 decibels.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
And there you have it. So that sounds pretty good right now. So remember, you got to pull your threshold down to kind of get it working in the first place. Once you have the threshold pulled down, you may want to bring the ratio down. Like I said, for this kind of work, I generally keep the ratio between probably 1.3 to 2.0 to 1. As you go up, it's just going to compress it too much and it's just going to pump it up too much in between the words. So unless you're looking for a very dramatic effect, you probably want to keep the ratio on the lower side, below 2.0 to 1. And then your release time is going to set how long it takes for the audio, the music level to come back up in between words or at the end when there is no more talking going on. And your attack time is going to set how quickly it clamps down, it pushes down on the audio to pull it down out of the way of the voice. If you have your attack time faster than 0 milliseconds, you'll hear the music ramp down as the talking starts to happen. Just depends on how abruptly you want it to pull the audio down. And then just adjust your output volume to taste the output gain in the compressor. You can use that to adjust the output or the final level to taste to help get you the result that you're looking for. Also, the Logic compressor has a lot of other compression circuits, emulations of other types of compressors. So feel free to play around with those. If I jump back up to the top here.
Output gain, minus 10.0 decibel.
If I jump back up to the top here.
Threshold, minus 50.
And ratio, down.
Attack, release, makeup, knee, zero, peak slash R, auto gain, minus distortion, circuit type, platinum digital pop-up button.
The circuit type, platinum digital is the default kind of digital transparent compressor, but
menu, seven items, check mark, platinum digital.
On this list, you see you have seven different options to pick from, so you can try out these other ones and see if any of them will work for you. Let's try
vintage opto. Threshold.
And now, introducing the Logic.Band Q&A. Bring your questions, there will be answers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation.
So, there's always different options you can try out as well to see what is going to work for you there. So, yeah, that's it for this one. If you got any questions about sidechaining, leave them in the comments below, and I'll chat with everyone down there.